This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This year, there are many contested county elections. One such contested office is supervisor for our district. Dan Stenick is seeking that position.
I'm going to start our interview by asking you a question that I ask everybody that comes in this studio that is running for a political office. Why do you want to be supervisor?
I think we've got a lot of simple problems that can be fixed inexpensively. I think I can do the job better. We've got decades-old traffic problems in San Mateo County, where we've heard a lot of lip service that stuff is going to happen, and the bare minimums never get done. I think I've got some potential solutions for a lot of problems that plague coastsiders. I'd like to see them happen.
Now, you're a local yourself because you live in our sister city of Pacifica, right up the road from us. And have you been involved in politics in the past, or is this your first time out?
Well, I'm a planning commissioner currently, which is a quasi-legislator. You have to recommend legislation up to a voted body, but for quite a while I've been doing that. I've spent a lot of time on the coast side, pretty active in recreational boating and sailing, done some search and rescue stuff. I would venture to say I spend more time and spend more money in Half Moon Bay than any other candidate you've had in 20 years.
It just seems to me that based on conversations we've had prior to actually recording this interview, that you have some issues, shall we say, with the establishment, the way they do things, and you feel that you can do better. If you indeed were elected to be our supervisor, do you think that you can get along with the other supervisors? Can you speak to your agenda? Do you have any hopes of basically working with these people and getting things done?
Well, that's the biggest problem with anybody that comes in with an aggressive 100-day agenda and has some activist history. There's some really good people on the supervisor's office. They are those folks, many of them are being paid under market rate. Dave Pine, I think, is one of the last honest guys in San Mateo County. He doesn't wear the leash. He does his own research. You can tell he reads every single document. That guy, if I had a company to hire, I'd try to hire him first.
You've got your work cut out for you, of course, because you're running against an incumbent, somebody who has name recognition, somebody who's been around the block for a while. The current supervisor is one who came from law enforcement, so he's kind of, as I said, been around the block and everything. What do you think is your greatest challenge for overcoming that? What's your plan?
Well, he's got a lot of inertia, and he's got a lot of money. I think he spent $250,000 getting elected last time. But a lot of the problem is being entrenched in the system and, quite frankly, not keeping an eye on costs of previous departments you were involved in. I think people would be shocked to learn that they owe $11,000 of San Mateo County debt, pension debt, per household. $11,000 per household. Certain cities like Menlo Park owe $13,700. Pacifica owes $12,500 per household. So there's households in San Mateo County in District 3 that owe more than $20,000 of pension debt.
I want to go back to something you said early on, and you talked about the traffic conditions on the coast. And I've lived here since 1981, and certainly they are worse today than they were in 81. So it's not getting better. It seems to be getting worse. But the one thing that I've noticed is that a lot of people that are running for office will acknowledge the problem and say, oh, yes, we got to fix it. But then after they're elected, all of a sudden it becomes very cloudy as to if indeed we can do anything about it. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you is it's easy to say, oh, yes, we have a problem, and oh, yes, I'm your guy, and I'm going to fix it. How realistic is it that we can actually make a dent in the traffic problem?
Well, there's a lot we can do in terms of traffic without huge amounts of revenue and without lots of new bonds or parcel taxes. The greatest constraint on traffic on the coast side is the Route 92 between Half Moon Bay and City of San Mateo. Every morning, twice a day, there's bumper-to-bumper traffic there. Just literally, the cars are stopped at least half the time. I did a traffic count in May, about 3 weeks. Almost always, the constraint is a large commercial truck. Garbage trucks headed Ox Mountain Sanitary Landfill typically had 21 personal vehicles stacked up between them, waiting for these garbage trucks to get out of the way. Another problem is large commercial trucks that aren't local, and they're turning across traffic. And they're blocking people up behind them. A lot of these problems with the garbage could simply be fixed by closing that landfill permanently. It was always a bad location. And anyone who thinks that Half Moon Bay is the closest place for San Mateo County to dump their trash simply can't use a map.
Well, you know that basically by you suggesting that the garbage truck don't use that route during commute hours, you know, they're not going to say, oh, yes, thank you, Dan, that's wonderful. We'll just cease and desist. So how do you overcome that? In other words, they'll be lobbying quite heavily to maintain the status quo. And as a supervisor, you're one vote out of how many, five on the board. So what do you think realistically? Have you done any networking? Have you talked to any of the people that are there to get a feel as to anybody that might support you in this?
I just want to be real clear. I'm not suggesting that we simply constrain garbage trucks. I'm suggesting we close down Ox Mountain completely. It should have never been there. The location was bad. There's a lot of problems with it. I've talked to quite a few folks that have been involved in the refuse industry at both Recology and Republic. My gut instinct on the traffic count, the primary problem is Recology trucks. We pay some of the most expensive trash rates in all of California. There's certain cities that are paying double the trash rate of other cities. Obviously, if you're not using 92 as a passageway for commercial traffic, the trucks have to go somewhere. But we're not saying ban all the trucks permanently. We're just saying keep them off the road when they're causing the most problems. There's not a person on the coast side that hasn't sat still for an hour in that traffic in the last 6 months.
Well, that's true. I've been one of them sometimes when I've gone over the hill, as we say. Well, we're kind of restricted on the time that we can spend together, but I know that there are people that are listening to this that probably want to know more about Dan. They want to be able to look at some of your ideas. Maybe they even want to have a chat with you and talk to you one-on-one. Can a person make contact with you?
Absolutely. I have a website. It's called votesuperdan.com. No spaces, no lowercase. Votesuperdan.com. Also, I'm taking phone calls. My phone number is actually on the candidate statement in the ballot voters information packet. You can read my phone number there. I think I've taken probably 600 calls in the last week or not. We have somebody who speaks Chinese they can talk to. We have somebody who speaks Spanish they can talk to you. I'm very empathetic to Latinos on the coast side, and I want to make sure you know all the information you need to know to make a vote that's right for you.
Sounds good. Anyway, thank you for coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
For the past several weeks, our feature story segment has been devoted to candidates running for local offices, as well as Measure M, a Cabrillo Unified School District bond measure. Time did not permit all those running for the offices we spotlighted, and so we chose those running against incumbents, since incumbents have more name recognition. If you missed any of our interviews, you can hear any one of them on demand by going to our website, khmbradio.com, and click on Archive Podcast, then Archive 2018 Podcast, and then Feature Story of the Week. Each week's story is listed. We felt last week's No on Measure M interview was, shall we say, educational. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thanks for listening. And remember, we always appreciate your thoughts and suggestions. Send your comments to info@khmbradio.com. For some of us, it seems like only yesterday, but 1999 was 19 years ago. Let's take a ride in the KHMB time machine and find out what was going on back then. Host Cameron Palmer takes us there in just 90 seconds on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Michelle Dragony, founder and the chief buzz officer of CoastsideBuzz.com. One of my favorite places to buzz into is Granola's Coffee House on Highway 1 next to BK Motors. I love their hash brown crust quiche. Ugh, gluten-free and lots of good protein to keep me pedaling. And if you time it just right, a fresh, hot strawberry jam croissant will hit the spot. Mmm. Baking with love and purpose, Granola's Coffee House has become the go-to stop for house-made, healthy baked goods featuring vegan and gluten-free options. Whether it's a quick coffee run or a place to catch up on extra work, make granolas part of your routine. So buzz on over to Granola's Coffee House, Highway 1 next to BK Motors, or visit them online, granolascoffeehouse.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
My name is Heinz Puschendorf, a write-in candidate for San Mateo County Sheriff. I could try and impress you with my work experience and my commitment to bring change to the sheriff's office, but time does not permit in this ad. Please go to my website, my57impact.org, my57impact.org, to find out who I am and what I stand for. Now, it might shock you when I tell you that I believe in the need for change so much that I don't care who you vote for, as long as it is not the current sheriff, who was appointed and not elected. Another reason we have not had an election for sheriff in 25 years. Truly, it is time for change. My name is Heinz Puschendorf, a write-in candidate for San Mateo County Sheriff.
Paid for by Puschendorf for Sheriff 2018.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1999. We're turning the dials on the KHMB Time Machine back 17 years to 1999. And what were things like on the coast side back in 1999. Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, swimmer missing and feared dead. A San Francisco man who may have been a little overexcited about his yoga teachings ventured into the ocean in unusually dangerous conditions Saturday at Montara State Beach and is now missing and believed to be dead. Authorities searched in darkness for John Seaver, age 34, for 6 hours, but did not find him. And grand jury throws cold water on the pipeline complaint. Plans to expand the water pipeline, which critics claimed would be growth-inducing, are prudent and justified, according to a report by the San Mateo grand jury. I hope this report will put this to rest at the county and coastal commission levels so we can proceed with this water pipeline, said Coastside County Water District Board Member Roger Goodrich. And Half Moon Bay Baywatch. County beaches get first lifeguard. Tim Corliss, age 35, was hired by the State Parks and Rec Department to patrol the beaches from Cowell Beach to Graywell Cove Beach. This led to his first rescue off Montara State Beach of three Redwood City boys last weekend after they were sucked into a rip current and could not escape. All three boys are in good condition and thankful that they were rescued. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Well, it's tick season on the coast, and my mom recently discovered several ticks on her little dog, Winston. So she donned gloves and went after those little varmints. We know several friends who have contracted Lyme disease over the years, so tend to take ticks very seriously. The good news is that according to the San Mateo County Health Systems, the transmission of Lyme disease in our area is very low. To lower the chances even further, it's recommended to check your pet and yourself after a walk in the grasses or the weeds. For humans to contract the disease, the tick must be feeding on you for 24 to 48 hours, so speedy removal counts for lowering the chances. And let's not forget pet medications available to fight against fleas and ticks. Are you scratching yet? Don't forget to bring your doggies down to Cameron's Outdoor Doggy Patio, a great place to enjoy lunch with your best friend. Oh, and by the way, no ticks allowed. We do hope to see you soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. 1999, and the world's population exceeds 6 billion. The wars in the Balkans continue to cause suffering in the region, but both sides agree to come to the table and peace is agreed upon. Fears mount as the clock ticks towards the year 2000 and test their computers for the millennium bug because they are scared of disruption to the businesses and infrastructure, if not fixed. In other news, two devastating earthquakes kill 14,000 people in Turkey. The European Union bans beef imports from the United States over widespread use of growth hormones, and there is renewed fighting between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. The worst flood seen in Mexico in 40 years causes a number of mudslides, which buries whole villages, leaving over 400 dead. And Hurricane Floyd, a Category 4 storm with winds in excess of 140 miles per hour, strikes North Carolina, leaving over 60 dead. 1999 cost of living snapshot shows the average cost of a new house at $131,750. A new car costs $21,000. U.S. postage stamp at 33 cents. And a pound of bacon at $2.59. And a gallon of gas at $1.22. Popular films include Toy Story 2, The Mummy, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, and October Sky. In popular music, here's a German mambo musician who did a remake of Perez Prado hit of the 1949s. And guess what? It's a smash hit in 1999. Here's Lou Bega and Mambo Number 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna feel buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound. Put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see.
a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. The trumpet, mambo number five. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Touch the sky. Mambo number five.
He's a two-time Grammy Award winner and two-time Academy Award nominee for Best Original Song. Here's James Ingram with his top 10 hit, Forevermore, I'll Be the One.
Oh, 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 before we go to sleep tonight, we'll say our prayers, I'll hold you tight, and kiss away the fears you hold inside you. Many years have passed us by. I cherish the moments by your side. A love like ours will only grow much stronger. I want to tell you that forevermore I'll be the one to love you, to love you. When you need me, I'll be there make you smile. And forevermore I'll be the one you come to. Oh honey, I'll be the one to love you when the morning comes. All the tears we left behind, the joy we shared, your hands in mine, can't resist, ooh, touching you. Not even while you're sleeping. And when you wake, I promise you, we'll celebrate our dreams come true. A love like ours will only grow much stronger. I wanna tell you that forevermore I'll be the one to love you, to love you. When you need me, I'll be there to make you smile. Oh, and forevermore I'll be the one you come to. Oh baby, I'll be the one to love you when the morning comes. Let me tell you, there will never be another cold and lonely winter night. Cause we're family, baby, our love will last forever. So I'll say to you that forevermore I'll be the one to love. I'll be the one to love you.
comes. Oh, I'll be the one to love you forevermore.
Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Do you have an aging parent, older neighbor, or a senior friend who could use a hand? Maybe you're retired yourself and curious about ways to connect with others here on the San Mateo Coast. Whether you come in to participate in our services or to volunteer, Senior Coastsiders is here for you. For the past four decades, we have provided social opportunities, a freshly prepared daily lunch, meals on wheels, counseling services, and home repair. We also offer affordable classes in Pilates, yoga, Qigong, watercolor, writing, computing, ESL, and more. With people living longer and baby boomers retiring at record rates, Senior Coastsiders is committed to serving our community for 40 more years. So come on in any time to take a class, share a meal, get some advice, or learn how you can join our team of volunteers.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I just read an article by Elizabeth Vexey about keeping your cat entertained. It's worthwhile to turn your house into a more entertaining home for your indoor cats. I moved from New York City to Western New York about 4 years ago and said goodbye to my rent-controlled apartment and the various stresses of urban life. I packed up all my earthly possessions and my four cats, who had lived their entire lives in our two-bedroom apartment. Up in the Finger Lakes, I bought an arts and crafts style house over 100 years old with an expansive sun porch and a mudroom in the back. I was initially concerned that my city critters would try to make a mad dash out the door every time I left the house, but fortunately they have consistently shown respect and a wariness about the hazards of outdoor living. Because I'm still a city girl at heart, I resisted the urge to purchase a farmhouse with a lopsided barn and 20 acres, and opted instead for a house with very little property and a short walk into town. There's a street out front with a steady level of automobile traffic during the morning commute and the sing-song laughter of children as they get out of school each afternoon. It really isn't a safe or appropriate location to give them any outdoor access, and so I'm satisfied with how well we've all settled into this lovely old house. Back to Pet Patrol in a minute. But first, what's new at Kibbles and Gifts? In Clover Wellness Supplements and Treats for Pets. Created by a biochemist, made in the USA, and USDA inspected, FDA registered facilities. In Clover is on a 20% introductory sale right now. Also, check out our new Big Shrimpy and Bowser's beds. Lots of fun colors and fabrics. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come on in and take a look. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to the show. So the sun porch has become the room with a view for my cats, who spend most of the spring and summer napping out there on the chaise lounge or perched on the window ledges to watch the neighborhood birds and family of squirrels. Even though it offended my aesthetic sensibilities, I found an adjustable cat tree that stretches from floor to ceiling and have situated it in a corner that gives them a perfect view of everything outside. I also recently added two new bird feeders, which draw to it a lot of different local birds, and also a family of mischievous squirrels. They've come to wait for me in the morning to evaluate how quickly I can replenish the supply. This city girl didn't quite realize how much squirrels can squirrel away, apparently. And it's been fun to watch them make the realization that the cats on the other side of the window really can't hurt them. It's something akin to arrogance, how they sit up and eat with their tiny hands, my cats chitter-chattering away mere inches away like the wild hunters they think they are. All in all, a perfect solution to keep my beloved pets safe while giving them some free TV. Well, except for the 10 pounds of birdseed a month. Try your own environmental enhancements in your home, whether it be a studio apartment or a 30-room mansion. Your cats will love you for it. Elizabeth has lots of great ideas to keep cats happy. I think I may invest in some birdseed. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
The following is a message for Coastside voters.
My name is Richard Wilson. I am running for San Mateo County Superior Court Judge. Why am I asking for your vote? It's time for a change. Judges sometimes use their position to legislate from the bench. They also can fail to properly apply the law. The incumbent totally sided with the billionaire, the owner of Martin's Beach, in keeping the public from access to our popular beach. His decision was strongly reversed on appeal. And there are serious questions about other decisions. We can do better. Please learn more about me by visiting richardwilsonforjudge.com.
Richard Wilson, fair and honest, qualified and respected, and committed to our community. Richard Wilson, the choice for positive change. Vote for Richard Wilson for Superior Court Judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Richard W. Wilson, Judge of San Mateo County Superior Court.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. It isn't often that Half Moon Bay has a whole week of hot weather, leading me to talk about six foods that can keep you cool when it is warm outside. The following is credited to Tanya Zuckerbrot, registered dietitian and author of two bestsellers on diets. The first food to keep you cool is cucumbers. Cucumbers are made up almost entirely of water, so when you eat one, it's like you're taking a big sip of water. Also, cucumbers reduce swelling and bloating, a real plus if you are out in a swimsuit or doing a lot of walking. Cucumber slices can be used to relieve puffy, dry eyes from too much sun and chlorine. The second food is mint. It makes sense that mint helps cool you down. After all, most mint-flavored gums boast the icy effect that it has. The same goes for when you eat fresh mint. The spicy herb gives a burst of cooling freshness on your tongue. Try adding mint to iced tea for any frosty brew, and add it to fruit salads, your favorite cocktails, or use the oil to help cool hot skin naturally. The third cooling food is radishes. These little purple crimson orbs are a great addition to your summer diet because they are loaded with vitamin C, potassium, and antioxidants that have anti-inflammatory properties. Radishes owe their cooling effect to their high water content, yet their distinctively spicy taste makes them a jazzy addition to a leafy green salad. The fourth cooling food to keep you cool is fruits. For tangy refreshment, you can't beat summer fruit. The juicier, the better. Peaches, plums, nectarines, and berries are just a few good choices, and they're available readily now, so go ahead and enjoy them whole, sliced, or all mixed up in a colorful fruit salad. For a super cold smoothie, toss frozen fruit or berries into your favorite recipe.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, shepherddentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about foods that can keep you cool when it's hot outside. The fifth food that can keep you cool is watermelon. As its name implies, this larger-than-life fruit is 90% water, making it a great thirst quencher and nature's perfect sports drink because it replenishes electrolytes that we lose when we sweat. You get a nice nutritional boost eating watermelon, too, since its pink flesh contains vitamins A, C, and the antioxidant lycopene. For a twist on serving watermelon, try grilling your slices for a uniquely succulent flavor. And the last food that can keep you cool are grapefruits. Citrus fruits, including lemons, limes, oranges, and grapefruits, are some of the most cooling fruits around. Grapefruits give you that pucker tart yet sweet taste. But did you know they contain fat-blasting enzymes that make them great for dieters? Serve grapefruits icy cold or cut them up and add them to a crisp arugula and fennel salad. And one last tip. Eating something hot or spicy may seem counterintuitive when it's scorching hot outside, but adding hot chilies to a dish or having a hot cup of herbal tea will make you sweat a bit, which is nature's way of cooling us down. Thanks again to Tanya Zuckerbrot, author and registered dietitian, for this information on keeping cool with foods. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, hoping you stay cool this summer.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. Thank you for joining us once again. Our guest this week is Patrick Coburnus, and he's got a new CD out that we're going to be listening to a couple tunes. But before we do, we're going to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. Cameron's is a great place to bring the family for good food, good fun. Lots of games and interesting tchotchkes around there. Also a great place to gather with your friends. There's a happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. Maybe it's 3 to 6. You can go call them and find out. And great music there, too. On Thursdays, there's an open mic, which is starts at 7. And then Fridays and Saturdays is karaoke. And then about once a month, there's a live band on Friday, too. So you can go be a star, dance along to the music, and have lots of fun. I know that, Patrick, you and I think, met over at Cameron's, didn't we?
We did, at an open mic.
Yeah, open mic. Thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So you have a brand new album out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the album and what's going on with that.
Well, it's been like a PhD for me. It's taken so long. but I'm really happy to have finally finished it. It was just mastered this week. I've been working on it for probably 8 years, off and on.
That is a master's project.
Yeah.
Or PhD. Yeah. You got your doctorate in CDs now.
That's right. So I feel very blessed. I had some really great people working with me on the album. I went through some ups and downs with different people over the years, and but it's all worked out for the best, I think, with the sound I was able to get and the people that helped out. So I'm really happy with it.
Okay, well, let's dive right in. The name of the group is?
So the name of the group is Wycobe Ends.
Right.
I know that's a mouthful.
Wycobe Ends. Tell us where that came from.
Okay, so my previous music project, my first album, I called Cowboy Zen.
Mm.
And that was partly based on a meditation practice that I've done for a long time, sort of Zen for Westerners.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, I was going to maybe use that as the band name, and then, but I found out there were some other bands that had very similar names, and
no one has a name like this.
So I decided that maybe it'd be best to just not deal with any legal problems of, you know, copying someone else's name. So I just used, I came up with sort of a combination of my last name, Coburnus,
mm-hmm.
and Cowboy Zen, and I created Wycobe Ends.
Wycobe Ends. Okay, this is Wycobe Ends and the song Try Anyway. Always like your music, Patrick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's very cool. So you try anyway with that that name of that group, or
so I know. I get some really mixed reactions. I mean, some people are like, oh, it's, I love that name. And other people are like, that is just.
But you can say, well, why not Cobians? So
that's true.
If people want to find out what's going on with you, it's spelled WYKOBENZ.
Yeah. Right. Separate word, ENZ.
Okay. And you have a Facebook page right now, but not a website quite yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
And that's the name of the group that you're putting the music out under.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Good. So no one has to figure out how to spell your name.
That's right.
Just kidding. No.
Yeah. It's,
Once again, this is Patrick Coburnus. Coburnus.
Thank you.
You got to get it right. Yeah. He's sharing music from his brand new CD. And do you have any stories about that song or?
The song "Try Anyway." I think I have a hard time writing a song about anything that isn't emotionally important, I guess, or big for me. So some people can do that and do really great songs, but I. Just seem to like really gravitate to the songs that sort of grab me emotionally or subject matter that grabs me emotionally. So this one was just basically about kind of, want to say failures, I guess, in relationships and, wanting to get back in the game and seeing kind of other people, friends of mine that were, I guess somewhat damaged by it and afraid to get back into it. And so I just kind of came up with a song.
To encourage everybody.
To encourage, yeah.
Just why not try again? Yeah, that makes sense. Right. We can all relate to that.
Right.
Absolutely. Everybody in the human condition.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, so how long have you been on the coast side and what brought you out here?
I've lived in Pacifica for about 6 years, and I actually had been working on the coast side for probably 25 years. I do environmental consulting, endangered species survey work, and I had a lot of contracts on the coast side to survey properties for San Mateo County parks and private landowners. So I was on the coast a lot for work, and I just always loved the coast, and so I ended up eventually moving over here.
Yeah, so. And you just came from the field. I mean, you're literally wearing your plaid hat.
That's right. So,
what were you tracking this morning?
So this morning I was actually doing a nesting bird survey for the Port of San Francisco and also monitoring a peregrine falcon nest that's out at Pier 80 in San Francisco.
Oh, up in San Francisco. Okay.
Yeah.
So you do it all around the bay.
Yeah, it's mostly along the peninsula, mm-hmm. San Francisco to San Jose about.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, let's get another song queued up. And I think this is a good second song after "Try Anyway."
Okay, great.
We're going to play "It'll Be All Right." Any... you've told us your
inspiration
for mm-hmm. songs comes from within, and so
yeah,
this one's probably self-explanatory.
Yeah, this one, "It'll Be All Right." I actually, this was somewhat inspired by a friend of mine that was going through some issues, and it reminded me of some of my issues, and then kind of blossomed from that. And I'm really happy how this song kind of came to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
From that sort of emotional downtimes that this kind of
some
emerged.
Of the best music comes out of tough times.
Yeah.
Yes, we're all very familiar with that too.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to share this with the world. It'll Be All Right by Patrick Coburnus's band YKOBENZ.
Thoughts that rage inside won't give me any peace of mind, and I don't know why I keep searching. And it'll be all right, even if I fall or start to slide. Even if my heart gets broken tonight,
again. Feeling like the world is coming in. And I don't know why I keep searching. Cause it'll be alright, even if I fall or start to slide. And I don't know what enlightened is, but I can feel this energy outside of me. And I've opened up and I'm feeling high, and I don't wanna let it slip away.
One of the reasons you're here today is because I've always enjoyed your music. So I'm really, really happy to be able to share this. I hope our listening audience is enjoying it as well. And the CD is going to be out shortly.
Yes. It's basically the songs are done, and I'm just having a graphic artist working on the artwork right now for the cover. And I do plan to release it on CDs and those memory sticks and,
okay.
And some vinyl as well.
Ooh, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
What, any pretty colors?
No, I think it's
traditional black. They don't have that kind of budget, huh?
Yeah, this album broke the bank, but it was worth it.
Good, yeah. Good. Well, that's really exciting. So people can find out on the YKOBN's Facebook page when you're going to have your CD launch. And folks, you can also always find it on Coast Views Music and here on khmbradio.com. Links straight to that, too, so you can find all of our artists when they're performing on the coast through that resource. Any other stories to share about putting your PhD together?
I think this whole process, it's funny how it's, at least, you know, in my opinion, the songs came out as good as I could make them, which I didn't want to settle after coming this far. It's just funny how things work out, because a couple years ago, I had a guitar player that quit. And the whole project sort of went in the tank for a while. But that was partly because, you know, I needed to stay true to my vision, and it wasn't going that direction. So in the end, it's all worked out really well. Taken a lot longer, but staying true to the vision has, I think, worked out really well in the end.
Well, that's perfect for this next song, which is Never Give Up.
That's right.
All right, Patrick Coverness and his band YKOBN's Never Give Up.
Times we blame everyone we see. Well, I'll never give up, and I don't know why, and I'll keep on trying till the day I die. I'll never song and on and on. And sometimes it's all that we can do. 'Cause unseen forces are pushing. And I'll keep on trying till the day I die. I'll never give up, 'cause this love inside, I feel it's telling me, I feel it's telling me, I feel it's telling me that
Patrick, I'm really glad you never did give up.
Nice, thank you.
Because you get all your great music gets to come out and be with everybody. So, folks, keep an eye out for Patrick. Anything else you want to share with us?
I was just going to say that last song, Never Give Up, that was one that I came up with while living in Pacifica. And it was partly inspired by just looking out the window and seeing birds flying, hawks and gulls and ravens flying over a canyon, looking out my window. And so that was pretty cool, because I most of the other songs were sort of, at least initially started,
internally,
yes, I guess so. Yeah, internally and in different areas, when I lived in San Francisco. Once again, you know, I'm really happy with how the songs came out, and partly that's because I had a really fantastic drummer, Eric Egal.
Eric's the best.
Yeah, playing on the songs, and Jim Rogers on guitar, who was fantastic, layering different guitars, and the recording engineer, Rico McCalma, was just fantastic, and he works out of Granada Studios, Steven Pissarro's Granada Studios.
Oh, okay.
And just everything, you know, being able to have people that were really, really super professional and super flexible in, sort of helping to build the dynamics of the songs was really important.
Well, that's great. Well, everybody, this has been, Kelly Morlock interviewing Patrick Coburnus and his new album with his group Wykobeens, Wykobe, separate word, ENZ, on Facebook. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Patrick, thank you again. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
And keep the music flowing.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.